Okay? They will still suffer those consequences. Look at verse 4. Or despiseth thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Now, go to Hebrews chapter number 6. You see, again, in context, we realize that Paul is speaking to those Jews according to the flesh, okay? Which obviously we know, especially nowadays, that there's no such thing. But he's talking to those who say they are Jews, right, and are not. And he's telling them that they are despising the richness of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering. And he says, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Now let me say this, repentance is necessary for salvation. You say, what? I can't believe you just said that. Well, look at Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go into perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from what? From dead works and of faith toward God. You see, there's no such thing as repenting of sin, right? But we do have to repent of our works. What is that? No longer trusting in our works to get us to heaven, but have faith towards the Lord Jesus Christ. And so here the Bible is saying in Romans chapter 2 and verse number 4 that they are despising the goodness of God, his forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that his goodness is supposed to lead them to repentance. The fact that God has been good, he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross, he resurrected on the third day, they're still living, that should be enough to lead them to repentance, to repent of their dead works of the law. Because remember, he's speaking to those who are resting in the law. And he's saying, my goodness should be enough for you to repent of those dead works and have faith toward Jesus Christ. The Jews are guilty of doing good works to be saved. Whereas the Bible says that not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his what? Mercy. He saved us. Like it says in Romans chapter 2 and verse number 2, the forbearance and long suffering of God.